I think the first thing we need to discuss has to do with the resignation of Brother Eddie Whitten as an elder. We announced this matter last Wednesday evening the first time, and then we announced it again on Sunday. And invariably, when announcements of this type are made, there immediately arises questions as to what's taking place, what caused it, what's going on. Well, I guess that's a natural consequence. People do want to know. But permit me to say that last Tuesday evening, we had the regular elders meeting. It was in process, and we discussed several items. And finally, we came down to a discussion of a letter which Brother Whitten had written to an ex-student in the School of Preaching, in which there was some questions in the mind of elders, and particularly myself. I say that because I was chairman last week. That's the reason I'm here tonight, as a matter of fact. And we were discussing these. What we want to say is not to put down or anything like that. But this letter that was written on stationery of Brother Whitten's letterhead. That's true. A discussion was begun. Brother Whitten regarded the letter which he had written as personal. But the problem that we saw in it was that there were matters discussed in the letter which related to the School of Preaching, to students in the School of Preaching, and prospective students, even and particularly the one who had been gone. We felt that since these matters were concerning things which were under the oversight and jurisdiction of the elders at the Brown Trail Church of Christ, the School of Preaching matters should have been discussed and perhaps cleared with the elders before such a letter was written and distributed. Brother Whitten strongly objected, maintaining that this was a personal letter involving his personal recruitment, his personal procurement of support funds, and his personal concern over the conduct of the individual addressed, and that this was no business of the eldership. Now, it was the feeling of the majority of the eldership that Brother Whitten was doing this while he was serving as an employee of the Round Trail Church of Christ, that he was under the oversight of the elders, and that what he was doing was done while he was being paid as an employee. And consequently, we felt that we had authority to know about this before it was written. Well, it was during this discussion, and not at its completion, that Brother Whitten chose to resign. The next day, as we were drafting an announcement to the congregation, Brother Clark verbally by telephone tendered his resignation. We have accepted these resignations. We know that this causes some problems in some people's minds. And so we want to try to clear up those problems for anybody that might have questions to ask at this time. So if you have a question, raise your hand and you will be recognized and be given a microphone, or you can go to this microphone and state your name and what your question is.